Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Our key issues facing schools today are three more teacher challenges. In a 2024 comparison survey, Teacher Vision discovered the biggest challenges teachers face. We've covered some in the past podcast. Today, we're going to address three more. Student behavior was at the top of the list, above stress and differentiating instruction. They credit it to the lack of coping skills missed during the pandemic. Instead of progressing in their behavior and learning how to work along with other peers, they fell behind, and now it ends up taking more time to deal with classroom management and teaching social skills. Balancing their work and personal life. Teachers find it difficult to maintain a healthy work-life balance. They say the causes are the workload and the expectations that they need to be available 24/7 for both students and parents, with the demands of preparing lessons, grading assignments, dealing with behavioral issues, and communicating with parents. Teachers say they have little time for personal activities or relaxation. This constant pressure can lead to stress, fatigue, and eventually burnout, which not only affects the teachers, but also their ability to teach and inspire their students. So the last one is large class sizes. Unhappily, it's more common for many, and this makes it difficult to give each student the attention they need and provide good classroom management. So pray with us. Mm-hmm. Father, we lift up today these issues that teachers face. We pray, Father, that the student behavior that is behind, that little by little they'll be able to catch up through creative ways on teaching them, giving the parents things to do work on while the students are at home, teaching them how to get along with the other students, creating lesson plans with stringent discipline, behavioral things that they can do to credit them when they do the right thing so that they know where it is that they need to be and how to manage, how to be able, get along with the other students in the classroom, how to pay attention, how to finish things, and all the other good things that come with it. We pray, Father, that they would have some unique ways to do that and or take those that are creating more of the trouble aside and training them for a little bit. We pray for the teachers to find a way to balance their work and their personal life, that they would take off of themselves this pressure to be available 24/7, and that they would set boundaries early on at the beginning of the school year with the teachers, with the other teachers, with the students, and listen to the administration and let them know as well that there needs to be boundaries. They don't get paid when they go home, so they need to create that, and we pray that they would be able to do that. We pray that they will not end up having too much stress, fatigue, and burnout. We pray that they are able to find some fun things to do to balance what they're doing. And we just pray, Father, that their weekends won't be caught up teaching or catching up on their teaching responsibilities, but they will learn how to use their time wisely. Father, you know the large class size is something that can be difficult for anyone. We pray for those that do have them, that they would either give them teacher's aides part-time or something to help eliminate some of the pressure that goes with having a larger class size, so that the students will feel like they got individual attention despite the size of the room and the number of students. We also pray, God, that you would give them a special ways, learn from other teachers who've done this longer, how they are able to manage classrooms that have larger sizes. We thank you, Lord, and pray for the teachers to be able to find some blessings in the midst of what they're doing and to realize that a teacher is one of the most important people in many students' lives, the number of hours that they spend with them, and they're great influencers. May they influence for good in Jesus' name.